conference. Over to Chairman Moore.
International Trade and Tourism Committee will come to order approximately 5:10. We have a Corman representative, Shoket, Betty Davis, and Representative Ellis, and myself. We're going to take up two measures today, and Representative Hanley has also joined us. We're going to take up two measures today, SJR 41, relating to the use of Alaskan facilities for sport training, and HB 490, prohibiting the sale or purchase of parts of bears. I think we can dispose of fairly quickly the resolution of Senator Pierce's, so with that I would invite her to the table to tell us about this timely resolution encouraging the use of our training facilities by outside sports teams. It seems right now, while it's still winter, it's maybe a good time to get this message out to the teams out there that may come to Alaska.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, I am Senator Drew Pierce. I represent Senate District G in Anchorage. I'd like to say for the record that I appreciate Speaker Drusendorf allowing the resolution to go ahead. And we'll do the same for him if he ever gets a bill in the Labor and Commerce Committee on our side. the CS for Senate Joint Resolution 41 that you have before you relates to the use of Alaskan facilities for year-round training for national and international sports teams. In 1989, the legislature created the Alaska Amateur Sports Authority, and its mission is to promote and develop amateur sports, including training facilities. Alaskans have been sitting around looking at Indianapolis, and Indianapolis in particular, of all the lower 48 cities, has developed a training facility, and much of the training of summer athletes, in particular gymnastics training, track training, those sorts of things, is now happening in Indy, and it has brought a tremendous economic surge into the city. Pursuant to the charge that we gave the Sports Authority, they've been working with the Alaska Sports Training and Education Center in conjunction with a whole group of facilities, including the Eagle Glacier Nordic Training Center, Kincaid Park, Hatchet Pass, Birch Hill and Fairbanks, Alaska Pacific University, and the University of Alaska. The resolution would formally invite state, national, and international sports teams to Alaska to make use of our year-round training and educational opportunities. It would also encourage public and private entities to help attract sports teams to Alaska for training and competition. The state, of course, would receive both economic and social benefits through hosting the team training. And the Department of Commerce and Economic Development supports the resolution, and they have given us a zero fiscal note. I believe we have Steve Bush, who is the Executive Director of the Sports Authority, on the teleconference, who can speak in more detail if you'd like, or he can be quieter. That's what you'd like, is that it move faster that way. I understand that, Mr. Chairman, that you have another whereas you'd like to add. I have looked at it, and with the caveat of getting rid of some commas, I think it fits, and would be a
worthwhile thing. Thank you, Senator Pierce. The amendment, Speaker, was being handed out. It's simply another opportunity to brag a little bit, Representative Hudson, about Hillary Lind, and to insert a whereas to just demonstrate we are churning out not just Olympic athletes, but medalists here in Alaska at our facilities. So I would look for a motion to adopt that amendment. Representative Shoket.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move the amendment we have before us now be inserted on page 1, line 9, and ask for unanimous consent.
Hearing no objection, that amendment is adopted. Are there any questions for Senator Pierce? Well, if not, I do have one question for Mr. Bush. Are you online, Steve?
I am. Good afternoon. Can you hear me?
In fact, we're going to be turning your volume down a little bit. The other day, Steve, I read in my Fairbanks paper about the Army biathlon training exercise competition at Fort Wainwright, consisting of soldiers from throughout the state. What kind of interchange do we do, if any, with the military teams, and what facilities do they use in training? Is there any way, or is it, would it be wise in any way to coordinate with them?
Yes, sir, it would be. As you are probably well aware, the history of biathlon has pretty much started with the military. And as far as biathlon in the state goes, originally first biathlon training was done up here at Fort Richardson, and we are working closely with them. And as you know, in 2 weeks we are hosting the National Biathlon and North American Championships here for the first time in Alaska. So there's not only opportunity from the amateur competitive side of things, but also from the military competition side of things too. Does that answer your question?
You say they actually train on Fort Richardson. Then I'm in Fairbanks. I'm familiar with part of their training ground is a shared. They share Birch Hill, basically. Yes. What do they do at Fort Ridge?
Yes, sir. That was back in the mid to late 60s. They were training out of Fort Ridge. Now they are utilizing our facilities out of Kincaid Park.
Oh, I see. You had mentioned we're now hosting a championship, and that's good news. It did make me look at line 13 then on page 1, where it says we are capable of hosting training. Perhaps not. We should add the word competitions there. I realize it's mentioned elsewhere in the resolution, but in that specific line, we are talking about hosting. And I just, in light of his comments, would that be an appropriate thing to do, Senator Pierce?
Frankly, since it's actually an invitation for training as opposed to competition, and we talk about training in the title, I don't think there would be a problem with mentioning that we have had and continue to have international competitions at our facilities in Alaska, but I believe on 13 that whereas does speak primarily to the training, and you might, if you wanted to mention competition, you might want to do it elsewhere. What we might do is on page 2, line 3, whereas the legislature created the Sports Authority to promote and develop amateur sports, including training facilities, we might expand that and say work to bring more competition to state facilities. Steve, do you think that would be fitting?
Yes, I do. I think the whole intent of this resolution, as Senator Pierce has indicated, is to get the word out that we do have the resources and the people to not only develop training centers, but to host competitions. So I think that's entirely appropriate. And as long as I have the floor, I might mention today I'm very excited to have with me Mr. Jim Galanis, who is the assistant head coach of the United States cross country team. And he has some exciting news that he'd like to share with you momentarily, if you do have time.
Yes, I think we could take a moment to hear from Mr. Galanis as soon as we finish up. I think perhaps on that line 4, if we just added promote and develop amateur sports, including training facilities and competitions, that would probably do it. Is that acceptable to the committee? If someone likes to move that, support. Thank you, Representative Ellis. That is so moved in on line 4. And with that, Mr. Galanis, we will take a few moments for your exciting news.
Better be good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chairman Moyer. Senator Pierce, this resolution is, I think, particularly significant in light of the fact that two or three weeks ago, the U.S. cross-country ski teams made a decision that we will base a full-time program out of Anchorage and use all of Alaska, the Anchorage and Fairbanks area, for training our athletes. We feel that the training and facilities offered here are the best in the country. This is going to be the first of, we hope, several training centers developed throughout the country.
Well, thank you, sir, very much for that. You'd be happy to note that on this committee, 4 of the 7 members are from Anchorage. So it's particularly good news in front of this committee. If there aren't any further questions at this time, I would entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Hudson.
I think I understood Mr. Galanis to say that all of Alaska, and then he said Anchorage and Fairbanks, and I like record to show that there is other parts of Alaska too. And we would hope that some folks might consider training down here. We get some wonderful cross-country and skiing potentials in Haines, for example, certainly here.
Who's bills up here?
Representative Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For your information, it's 51 degrees in Fairbanks today. good biathlon training. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move this resolution, SJR 41, out of committee.
As amended?
As amended, but then ask for unanimous consent.
Any objections? Hearing none, and SJR 41 is so moved. Thank you very much, Senator Pierce,
you,
for your convincing testimony.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
We'd like to proceed on to House Bill 490. If Mr. Speaker could join us, we have a CS before us. Yes, there is Mr. McKillop, Attorney General Assistant, online with us. We'll get copies for it. We've got extra ones here. Without any further ado, Mr. Speaker, perhaps you could just describe the changes in the CS for mass fleets version.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman, and members of the committee. The committee substitute that has been developed, actually, when you go through the state statutes in regards to bears and bear parts, and you go through the regulation in regards to bears and bear parts, it's all been thrown into this draft, and the only thing different is that in this draft, different than what we presently have in statutes or regs, is the possession for sale and also creating a Class C felony. And last time we discussed this issue, we said, well, the penalty had to be befitting the profit motives involved in relation with the taking of gulls. And the value of it was such that it was determined that a felony would be the level that would be the necessary deterrent to stop that type of activity. Because the bill has become very complicated, Mr. Chairman, what will have to happen is this bill will have to go to the Judiciary Committee because of the felony procedures in here and perhaps some other questions that may come about of a legal nature in regards to interstate commerce, things which I think this does avoid right now. And I don't know if I want to go into my main Silver Shiner case, the spiny lobsters of California and Mexico, but these are things that will have to be worked out as we go through the system. But this committee substitute does address the concern that I had, and it fits much better than the original piece of legislation that was put before this committee last year.
I especially want to note that the title is more germane to what your original intent was.
That is correct.
I appreciate your remarks about other committees having their crack at the appropriate spots. Are there any questions for Mr. Speaker?
Do you want us to adopt the CS?
Why don't we go ahead and do that?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we adopt the CS for House Bill number 490.
Okay. The 3-5 CS is then adopted and enforced for this further discussion. No, we have an AG listening in the system. Are there any questions for Representative Zulu?
Not at this time.
Okay, is there anyone who wishes to testify from the audience?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Please feel free to stay with us.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
My name is Margo Knud, and I'm with the Criminal Division of the Department of Law, and my colleague from Anchorage is on teleconference, and we had spoken about the bill earlier and had a couple of concerns just about legal technicalities, and I have no way except by my remarks now to let him know that I think they would be better reserved for the Judiciary Committee. And, generally, the state very much appreciates the object of the bill to try to deal with this problem.
Well, in recognition of the fact that this might be one of the few committees without any attorneys on it, I would concur with those remarks. Representative Choquette?
Thank you. In all due respect, sir, Robin Taylor happens to be an attorney and a judge.
I meant present today.
Unfortunately.
You're right.
Mr. Chairman, I would move the CS.
Well, we've already moved the CS. Would you like?
For House Bill 490.
gone through this one quicker than the sports resolution. But that will...
Drew's pretty.
There any further testimony on that? We'll go off the teleconference network.
Gary Davis, so speak for yourself.
I'm sorry, interesting to get to hear Margot's remarks.
I didn't say that.
Well, essentially, she said that legal concerns that may have been raised were going to deal with in the Judiciary Committee. Mr. Speaker has said he's going to give it an additional referral to that committee, so at this time, the International Trade and Tourism Committee has discharged its duties on this bill, and in fact, it's now been moved out of committee, and with no other business before us, any announcements?
Special orders?
Special orders.
Special orders.
We'll have our schedule printed tomorrow for next week.
Mr. Chairman, I said I might refer to Judiciary.
I think I have it on record. With that, the ITT committee is adjourned at 5:25.
9203.